High pressure held on long enough to deliver a fairly bright day across our area. We've had some clouds fill in, and we'll continue to see some thicker clouds come in from the west in the coming hours. Those clouds will bring us some rainfall tonight, and showers will linger into the day tomorrow. The wet weather is all being driven by an area of low pressure that will track into the Ohio River Valley and western Great Lakes later tonight. And at the same time, an area of low pressure, a secondary low, will develop right around the New York City area. These lows will combine to bring us a round of rainfall during the night. Now, the weather pattern is slowing down a bit, so rainfall will likely hold off until after dark across most of the region. In fact, the rain may begin well after dark, especially in our eastern areas. But once the rain begins, it will become heavy at times. There's even the chance for a rumble or two of thunder from the capital region on south. By tomorrow morning, that secondary low will be pushing off to the east. We'll still have some showers around during the first part of the day. Then we'll see a little dry gap come in right around midday. We could even see a few sunny breaks come out, especially from the capital region on south. But any breaks of sun will quickly be filled back in by clouds during tomorrow afternoon as an upper level disturbance comes in from the northwest, and that will likely trigger some additional showers and potentially a few rumbles of thunder during the second half of the day tomorrow. Temperatures tomorrow will be on the cool side. We'll have highs that will be mainly in the 50s to right around 60 degrees. By Sunday, we'll still have some clouds left over behind that storm, and there's even the small chance for some mountain snow showers on Sunday. It will be a breezy day with temperatures only in the 50s. We'll see a brighter day on Monday with a little area of high pressure and control, and then it looks like we could bring back some rainfall into the forecast by the middle part of next week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain likely, rain may mix with snow in the higher elevations, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely, high in the 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mostly cloudy tonight, rain likely, rain may mix with snow in the higher elevations, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely, high in the 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain likely, low 40 to 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely, high in the 50s to lower 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain likely, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of showers likely, high 55 to 60. Region-wide on Sunday, variably cloudy, with a chance of mountain showers, highs in the 50s, and on Monday, partly sunny, with highs in the 50s to around 60 degrees. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.